We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Chav Beis, Omer Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top. We are learning the sugya of Eishem Shem Chitzia, Eishem Shem Moina. Toshima, Hamadlik is a Godish. Someone lights a Godish and makes a fire in a big silo. All the tool is burning. Vayagdi Kapas Law, Loy, and there's a Gdik tied to it. But Evet Somach Loy, and there was Evet standing next to it. But Nisraf Imoy, everything got burnt with it. Chayiv, you chayiv to pay for the Godish and the Gdi. The Eved could have ran away, so you're not chayiv misa for the Eved. But Eved covers life, the Eved was tied to the Godish. Now he burnt the Godish, the Gdi Samach Loy, the Gdi was next to it, and it burnt Potter. You Potter on the Godish and the Gdi, why? Because come labor the Rabbinay. Since you chayiv misa because of the Eved, when I light the fire, I'm chayiv misa because of the Eved. Because like Rashi says, by someone kills the Eved, it's chayiv misa, says knock him, you knock him. So therefore, it's come labor Rabbinay. So Bishlaman Ishim Shumchitza Mshumachi Pati, and then why you pata? Why? Because it's you have Maisa, and therefore it's come with the Rabbinate. Elaman the Yama Ishim Maina, that's just because of Mamain. So my potter. Why you potter? Ilukata Tura Avda, if your shark kills the Eved, are you potter from Mominus? Is it coming with Rabbinate there? Hakanami Dloy Machaev, is it coming with Rabbinate? No, because if the shark kills the Eved, you pay 30 skull and you're not Chayev Misa. The shark might be Chayev Misa, but you're not Chayev Misa. So here, it's mavuyer that the person who lit the fire is chayiv misa. If Eish was like your shar, like your mamain, so why are you chayiv misa? Why is it called rabbinay? Why should we call it rabbinay? Om lakash em lakash, hacham mayas ginon, kishahitzis v'gufa shal eved. You actually lit the guf of the eved. That's what he did. He mamish killed him. And that's what made the fire. The kamle v'di rabbinay. That's the case. We had a kash for your shlokash, what's the case? Because it's mamain amazik. Teretz is, you actually lit the goof of the Eved. Break the Gemara that Yachi, then Mayil Memra was a Chiddush. Of course, if you kill a person and there's collateral damage, you potter. Why? Because Kavim Rabbanes was a Chiddush. So the Gemara, it's Richa, the Gdi Dechad, the Eved Dechad. The Gdi and the Godish belong to one person, the Eved belong to another person. So you would think Kavim Rabbanes does not work if it's two different people, because the person who lost his Mammon had nothing to do with the Eved. So you're not chayiv misa to the person who lost the money. So maybe you should be chayiv the money to the other person, kamash b'lon, even in such a case, you have common rabbani. So the Tari says, v'yosh lakas, you lit the ever directly. Aye, what's the chiddush? It's ever the chad, gdi the chad, and ever the chad. Toshima, hashuleach es abi'iroi. The Gemara has a raya like this. Hashuleach es abi'iroi b'yacher shavikaton. Someone sends a fire b'yad cheir shavikaton. He has a torch, and he gives it to the Chereshet the Katan, and they went ahead and they burned something up. Potter Medina Adam, v'chayv din Shemayim. The Baal Eish is Potter. And who's Chayv? Chayv din Shemayim, but no one's Chayv, it's Potter. In Din Torah will be Potter, Chayv din Shemayim. Which means if you go to Din Torah, Medina Adam, you're going to be Potter. Chayv din Shemayim, because you're responsible. It's like a shul grama. So a grama is Chayv din Shemayim. So Bishlam Ma'adiyom Eishim Shem Chitzav. So we understand chitzav the cherishu. So we understand it's chitzav the cherish. So we understand what's going on over here. That here it's the cherish's chitzav, and therefore you potter. Elamad yamar eishem shem moinoi. So ilum also share the cherish the katan chanam le mechayiv. You're thinking not going to be chayiv if you give your cherish the katan a shar. We have a four that if you give your cow to a cherish the katan, you're chayiv. It's not called good shmirah. You gave it to them, it's sure going to run away and hurt someone. Here, you gave your mom and your eish to a cherish of the katan to watch. That's not called watching correctly. Shvichai, bishlam fear of yechnam, it's a chitzav of the person. So here, it's a grumma. You gave it to a cherish, it's a grumma, but who did the maisa? The cherish. It says chait, it's his arrows. They're giving a thing of arrows to a cherish. You're not chayiv. It's not a responsible thing to do, but you're not chayiv. The cherish, it's cherish is chait. So here, and we understand that Eish belongs to the Cherish. But according to Rav Shlakish, it's possibly giving a shard to a Cherish. So our answer is, Itma Allah, on Rav Shlakish, Shvei Dechizkiah, Lo Yishanu, El Kishamos Lagacheles V'Liba. The whole halacha that says that, Ashlech B'Yad Cherish V'Katan, the Ipater, is only if you gave him a Gacheles, and he blew on it. Which means like this, that you're right, it's like Moment Amazic. But a gacheles, a coal, is watching correctly. There's no way for that to burn anything unless the cherish is a maisa blowing on it. So That brisa, that mishnah that says shleiach habeira is potter, is talking about you gave a gacheles to the cheresh of the katan, which means a coal. Av moslo shehavis, he gave him a torch. Itaka chayiv. My time of bari azeka, it's still going to be a mazik. Itaka chayiv then, because that's like mamon a mazik. Itaka chayiv. So if you're slakos not shver, Rabbi Yechon Amar, I feel shehavis potter. Even by shehavis potter, kashav atzavs the cheresh gagarim. It's considered that it's the cherish is maisa. Rashi learns it's the shitasai that eishem shemchitzai, and therefore even a torch is the maisa of the cherish. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos learns that the reason why Patur Rabbi Yochanan is not because of letamei. The reason is because he holds that it's not bari azeka. It's not a shogun of mazik. It's not like a shard of shogun of mazik. So, and when is Rabbi Yochanan mechayiv? Lemechayiv at the mosloi gavza silsa v'shraga. The only time that Yechayiv, even for Rabbi Yochanan, is if you give him dry wood, dry firewood, and small twigs, and the fires. There you gave him the whole apparatus to make the whole fire. There, then it's your fault. Now, the Rebbein Peretz doesn't like that so much, because it's still a stick of the mice of the Cheresh. So Rebbein Peretz says that it was already on fire, and you just told the Cheresh to go there. That's what the Tosfos Rit says this. Tosfos Rit asks Rashi, he says, I don't understand. Rashi is saying that Rabbi Yochanan will agree when you give him a whole apparatus. The Cheresh still has mice. I'll read the Tosfos Rit. Tosfos Rit brings down Rashi. Perish HaMoira, Dovadi Pashayihu, Mashtech Perushoi, Shacheresh Halicham Lamokam Acha Veviram. He says, Ve'in Nira, Lee, the Kivan, the Kashava, the Isha, Hamalecha, Shumashubchitzov, and came, Mice the Cheresh, it's Mice the Cheresh. Zokta, Tosfos Rit, the Pshat is like this. Ella could appreciate the Mandura Kamba, Shabikeach, some Oisom Ba'aratz. The whole fire, Vaisaroyu at Lika Lechas the Goddess. It already had a, could have go, Vachitzavim. El Shemoisu Cheresh Shoimra, Shleitelech. He told the Cheresh to watch it. So there, about it hits his age, then it'll be Chayef his age. Bottom line, we're saying like this. According to Shlokish, if you give a Shaheves to Cheresh Vekotam, you are Chayef. Why? It's like your mom in the Mazik. And you didn't make good Shemirim. Cheresh Vekotam is not a good Shemirim, you're Chayef. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if you give a Shaheves to Cheresh Vekotam, you're not responsible because it's the arrow of the Cheresh. And when are you yet responsible? According to Rashi, the way we have it here is if you give him more than just the torch, you give him the twigs also to make the fire, because that's considered like I made the fire ready. The Tosfos Rit doesn't like that, and he says, I actually made an entire fire, and the fire is ready to be mazik. I just told the Cheresh to keep an eye on it. And therefore, it's considered my damage, not the Cheresh's damage. Omar Rava, Kro Masnita Masiela Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk and the Braisa are both rayas to Rabbi Yechanan Shita of Eishim Shemachitza. Kro, it's mashma from Losh Kiseitzeish is when the fire goes out, it sounds like the fire is going out by itself. I lit a fire here and it's spreading by itself. And still it says what's in the Pasuk? Shalem Yeshalem Hamaves Abeira. The one who lit the fire should pay. And it's mashma, he's the one who made every part of this fire. That's not true. I made a little fire, a little barbecue, or I dropped a cigarette in my yard and the fire went somewhere else. I didn't make that fire, the fire went by itself. But the Torah says, no, you made the fire. So you see, even if it goes out by itself, it's considered you made the fire. That's Eishem Shemchitza. And so Shvana Eishem Shemchitza. Masnita, the time of the Braisa brings this out, Mefurish. Pasach HaKosh of Niskim Amayno, he starts off Niskim Amayno by saying, Kiseitze Eish. Smashba goes out by itself. Vesayim Niske Gufay. And it ends with Niske Gufay, because it says, Amave Asabeira, calls him the Maver. Loimalach teach us Isha Mishum Chitza. The Isha is Mishum Chitza. So Rava says, and the pasuk in the Brayta is a raya too, Rabbi Yechon Shita of Isha Mishum Chitza. So when we go weiter in the Gemara, finish up this part of the Gemara of Isha Mishum Chitza. Omar Rava. So Rava says, Kashile La Abaya. Rava says, Abaya is a kasha on the Mandiyama Isha Mishum Chitza. The Mandiyama Isha Mishum Chitza of which is Rabbi Yechanan, Tomum Ba'esh, the Potter Achmon Echem Shkachasla. We know one of the dinim of Eish is that if something is hidden inside the Gadish, the halacha is your Potter on that. What's the reason? No reason. It just exerts a cost of more like that. Tomum is Potter. So, Echem Shkachasla, how is it possible if you have Eish Mishum Chitza? So, Rashi seems like he learns the reason why Tomum is Potter is because of Oinis. I didn't know about it. So, Rashi says if it's a din of Eish Mishum Chitza, so then the halacha is, Odom is chayiv, bein ba'oinis, bein ba'ratzim. So why is Tamon potter? I mean, especially if you hold Eishim Shem Moinois, so you can have the psul of Tamon, because you can have the psul of oinis. That's what Rashi's learning. But if it's Adam Mazik, there's no psul oinis, no ptur oinis by Adam Mazik. That's what Rashi learns. That's our Bein Peretz learns Rashi. I read the Bein Peretz. Pirish Rashi. Hakayim la petz takas petz alachai val shay kemezav. Inis karatzoin. Mashma zokter Bein Peretz. Mashma. Shiratz aloyim by the tom and domil oinis. Vize eno, he says the Bein Peretz. The hapshita the tom and lav metam oinis mifter. El metam zeres akosov. Da shayrish hizik ba oinis potter v'chayiv v'tomun. It's still chayiv v'tomun. It's nothing to... Shara has a ptur oinis and still it's chayiv v'tomun. So obviously it's not oinis. So Rebbe Peretz says a different pshat, more like Tosfos pshat. Tosfos pshat is that if you hold Emshim Moinoi, we understand there's different zeres akosov by the different mazikin. You know, Keren is Chatzi Nezek, the Regel is Potter Sharabim, and this is Ptur Tamun, a bar is Potter from Kalim. But if it's Odom Mazik, you don't find by Odom Mazik different dinim like zeres akosov. And that's why the Gemara is saying, why should you Potter on Tamun if it's Ishim Shemchitza? So Gemara answers, V'nichalei, I'll tell you a teretz. So Abaye had a teretz, Nichalei. Abaye said, "Kugoyin shenaflo dleik lo isa chatzah. You made a fire and it went to the next chatzah. V'naflo geder shaloi machmas leika. After you lit the fire, a wall fell down, a brick wall fell down in the other side of that chatzah. Now the fire is going further. That you can't say is my isham shemchitza because when I threw that chetz." There was no way it was going there. It would have stopped. And it wouldn't have gone over a wall. The wall fell down by itself. And it fell down. There's not called Yechetz anymore. So there you have a Ptur Tamun. Because there...
For everything then.
Oh, very good Kasha. Tomorrow's Kasha. There, you have a Ptur Tamun because it's not Yechetz. For Yechetz, even Goli should be Potter because it's not Yechetz. Yechetz is only Yechetz Yechetz. Some are answers. El Lamanda Islam Shemchitza is Nami Shemoinoi. He holds up both Rav Yechanan. He holds Eishem Shemchitza. And in the case where it's Kol Lechitza, like the case where the wall fell down, he holds there's a Chiev of Eishem Shemoinoi, a Chiev Eishem Shemoinoi. And that's where the Ptur Tamun will be. Ukagoin, Shahoyu Le Legoidra of Legoidra. It's by Varning tomorrow that why is that my fault if a wall fell down? Teretz is, the case was, that I should have put up the wall. I should have watched. I had a chance to watch it before the Laker went there. I had a chance to go put up the wall or stop that fire, and I didn't. So then it's Asmam and Amazit. The Hashem Shayruhu, the Tabach Bape. He didn't watch it, so he holds Eishes Shemoyne also. So Mar has a cash like this. V'chimi Achar demand the Islam Shemchitzi Islam Shemoyne May Benayu, because the it's Mashma that there's enough Gemina. Even if you hold Ishoy Meshum Chitzav, there's still enough. Even if you hold as your Eish, it sounds like there's still enough Gemina between. Even when it is your own moment, there's enough Gemina between Rav Yechon and Shlokish. We know there's enough Gemina between Rav Yechon and Shlokish if it's not your moment. That we understand is enough Gemina. Is it Meshum or not? We enough Gemina when it's not your moment. For example, by the case of the Gacheles, where it will be Tzoriris, or it has to be Dafka the Makam Amazik, that we know there's enough Gemina, where it's not Yomamin. But the Gemara is assuming that even when it is Yomamin, there's enough Gemina. What's enough Gemina when it is Yomamin? Rabbi Yechon holds the Chayif Yomamin anyway. If Rabbi Yechon holds the Chayif Yomamin, so even if it's Yomamin, you have to come with Shemachitza. But now he agrees to Yomamin. What's enough Gemina even when it's your age? Because Rashi Medayik is Shoyim Shemachitza. It's your age. And still he's saying Shemchitza. So what's the nafgamina? My benayu, yikamenayu l'chayiv b'arba dvarim. Yichayiv for the arba dvarim. Yichayiv for nezek tzar ripoy and sheves. Not boishes, because boishes is not chayiv until you're meskaven, until you're mechaven. Here you're not talking mechaven. But on a pshia, yichayiv for the dalad dvarim. So there, that would be nafgamina. There could be other nafgamina, like it says, even in this case, even in the case of Ishoi, it was your own eish, the other nafgamina by Tamun, it won't be Potter either. It's not an Afghamina really. Because if you hold Mishum Mayna, it'll be Potter. If you hold Mishum Chitza, it'll be Chayim. Tosis points this out, and the Ramaskal Mayim Benayim. But that's not an Afghamina. And Rashi brings down the other Afghaminas also. If in a case where it's not your mom, and that's of course there's an Afghaminas, in the case where it's not your mom, that's also an Afghaminas, a bunch of Afghaminas. So like upon him, that's what's coming out, that Rav Yechon holds both Isha Mishum Chitza and Isha Mishum Mayna. Now, there is another girsa and Rashi in the sugya, but look at the mashal for that other girsa. We're not going to go through that girsa. But we're coming out, they hold both. Just you can't leave the sugya eshes mechitza without saying over the kasha of the famous kasha of the Namukah Yosef. Comes out the fear of Yechanan, which sounds like we pass Rav Yechanan because it says that the pasuk and the brisa is a raya to Rav Yechanan, and the shaila is that and he holds eshem shemchitzev. It's your arrow, right? So freight that Mugay's famous kasha. The kasha lach freight. I'm reading the Mugay's inside. The kasha lach. I'm saying heicha shareinim chashecha lahadikas aneris. Erev Shabbos, you light candles, right? He light candles. The kasha lechas v'gemeris b'Shabbos. The fire spreads over Shabbos. V'chem achizim v'sa'ar b'maduro v'lechas v'gemeris lachas b'Shabbos. V'fizeh harayu kilu aviru v'atzma b'Shabbos. It's your chetz. So you're burning a fire on Shabbos. Heila burn a fire on Shabbos. You know, like a fire on Shabbos. He says, "V'fizeh harayu kiilu haviru hu ba'atzma b'Shabbos." V'cholshken hu. Dilo hachol eres kavla haver. Here you have a chavin. Go to shachaver klav. V'cholchi ikkavon asa hu should tidlek v'teilch b'Shabbos. V'im calls that tanan. It still says you could do it. You could put a fire on. It says you could do this by cooking also. All these things. So he says it's not shver. You know why? Because the chetz is chayiv. And it's not considered a ma'isa b'kan la'avah. Dr. Muki Yosef, when he says eshem mechitza is that it's your original ma'isa that's all called your ma'isa, but the ma'isa is done now. You're right when it damages later on; it's v'siachas to me as a chetz, but my ma'isa is considered done now, not that it's considered done later. It's done now. So therefore, before Shabbos, I'm already finished doing my ma'isa. And therefore, even though it's your chetz, but it's not because I'm doing a ma'isa on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem on Shabbos. But you just have to know, this is the Mukhez, a famous question, just we can't leave the sugya without that. And Baruch Hashem, we went through the sugya, basically, of reading the Gemara at least, of Eishim Shem Chitza, Eishim Shem Vayna.